Yeah, we've just sung the hymn, "When I Needed a Neighbor, Were You There?" And neighbor is not just the person on the same street. Neighbor is wherever we are. And giving back something of what God has given all of you through your time, through your skills, and through your experience of life thus far, together with all the fundraising. And I think I'm right in saying the total amount raised by way of fundraising was £26,000. Is that right, Michael?
The 20 from Methody, yeah, just £26,000.
Very, very good. We St. Columbus gave over 1,000. And that was from the tea and coffee you organized a few weeks ago, and the Select Vestry made an allocation from charity mission contributions as well. And that was terrific from our church, making a difference that you were able to bring that money with you, and you are now an expert in shopping. I'm sure your mother is so, so pleased to have you home, and I'm sure you are now rushing to do the Tesco shop or the Sainsbury shop or wherever you do it to get it all right. But seeing the pictures gives us an insight as to what we take for granted here, but other people just a few hours away by plane don't have what we have. And the giving of yourselves, and how wonderful it is that these school trips have now recommenced after these difficult years of COVID, when young people were denied the opportunity and the experience of going, but also those in the countries that you are going to now, in this case it was Romania, they didn't get the benefit of financial support, of practical help. And I know from talking to you this past week, the great fun and the joy that you gave to those young people with football and with games. And isn't it wonderful that sport and games break down the language barriers, and you're able all to get playing and to have fun? And what you gave them, you cannot put a financial figure on that by being there and by offering practical support. And all of those people were all denied this through COVID. And it's just wonderful that we have restarted all of these now in the schools. And to all the schools and the teachers who go with you, we do say thank you to all of them for making it possible. So well done. Thank you for what you've done in Romania, and thank you for telling us about it. And it does remind us we need to be outward looking as a parish to offer support, to offer assistance to those in great need, wherever they may be. And it's just, I think, delightful to see our young people giving of themselves and going overseas into different environments, different cultures, to make a real difference. And by seeing the smiles on those photographs, you have made a real difference. And well done, and thank you very much indeed. Do please talk to Michael over the coffee. Today, Michael, you don't have to organise the coffee, so you can really enjoy it. And Michael will fill you in on other details of the trip. And the church wardens are going to come forward now, and they're going to just move the screen back. We didn't want to move it during the service in case it all collapsed.
our faith as we say together in response to the questions, do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world? Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the light to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Some of our Sunday school children are going to come forward now to lead us in our prayers. Let us pray.
Grant, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your pilgrim people a living faith, renewed vision, and a fresh sense of purpose, so that we may worship you, proclaim your love, serve each other, and bring you peace and hope to the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, make us more thankful for what we have received. Make us more content with what we have, and make us more mindful of other people in need. We ask it for the sake of him who lived in poverty, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessings to all, for the blessings to me and my family, for the strength you give me each day, for my friends, and for all the people around me who make life more meaningful. Thank you, God. Amen.
God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the birds and the animals, the flowers and the trees, the lakes and the streams, and the sun that rises and sets over them each day. Thank you for creating everything we see. Thank you for the life we live and for making each person different. Thank you for Jesus, who died for us so that we can go to heaven one day just for believing in him. What an amazing God you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Having been led in prayer, now we join together in the words of the prayer you'll find in the order of service as we say, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We have experienced and shared in much in this service this morning, not least from the enthusiasm of our young people as we've heard about our neighbours both near and far. And also delightful to see more of the Sunday school children taking part in this service, and we give thanks for the enrichment that their contribution makes to our worship. And now may all that we have experienced, may it go with us and may it be reflected in the way we live our lives throughout these coming days and beyond, as together we say, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.